I got an email from filmmaker Senim Samban, who is the director of the film Law of the Land, important film from Generation Media. And what she was sending out was a public statement and press release from senior initiated clan leader of the Yuengong Nation of Northern East Arnhem Land, Reverend Dr. Jiniyingi Gondara OAM. And he outlines his position on treaty and the upcoming voice referendum. It's dated 20th September 2023, and I thought it was worth your attention. This is what he said. Since the referendum in 1967, when Balunda, non-Indigenous, voted for my people to become citizens of a country we already belong to, you have stripped our leaders of their dignity and authority, and you have made us subject to devastating laws and policies that you have forced upon us. For decades, these laws and policies have deprived my people of their basic human rights, access to their land and waters, and their God-given freedom. And now you are forcing upon us a tokenistic solution to the chaos you have created using the same system that has held us hostage from the very beginning. If my people vote yes in your upcoming referendum, it is only because we are grasping for some kind of hope. But it is a false hope. Albanese has said many times that the voice will only serve as an advisory body, which may or may not affect decisions, that it will have no veto power, and that it will not lead to treaty with the Crown. So I ask, what is all this referendum actually for? Is it to make Balunda feel good? Is it to distract us from the prize that many elders have been fighting for most of our lives, treaty? You cannot cherry-pick who you consult with and then say it is what all Indigenous people want. Most people in remote communities have no idea what this voice is about. The result of this referendum will only reflect what the majority non-Indigenous population of Australia thinks is right for us. In my 78 years living and working in both worlds, I have witnessed the Australian government continuously handpick Indigenous people that behave like the master slave, mirroring what the government says while they ignore the voices of clan leaders and community members who challenge them and the system they are operating under. This is nothing less than dictatorship and the continuation of the dividing and conquering of my people. The yes or no approach you are forcing upon the country divides people into conflicting camps while distracting them from what the real problems are. Your proposed voice cannot represent the voice of all First Nations across Australia because our experiences and needs are not all the same. Centralised decision making has never worked for us and fails all of humanity. That is why we need our original clan-based leadership and decision-making processes that we have used for tens of thousands of years to be recognised and respected. I question this referendum and the value of the voice that it offers, so I will be voting no. But because of this, you cannot categorise me beside people like Jacinta Price or some of the racist voices also saying no. They have their own reasons. This is so much more than just a yes or no situation. Where is our right to choose either? If you have really been following Indigenous rights and the policies affecting my people, you will see that yes is not a step forward in the right direction. It is another step towards the assimilation of our culture and the demeaning of our sovereignty and our law. It is also important to see that voting no won't mean a missed opportunity because the voice offers nothing meaningful in the first place. Stop treating us like children and forcing inappropriate solutions upon us that are propped up by mainstream propaganda and funded by corporations that have never cared for our self-governance, our liberty, or our freedom. We don't need a saviour. My people have their own pride, their own authority and their own dignity that comes from dying system of law. If the government is serious about listening to our voice, they will accept the invitation I have put to them for almost 20 years to meet in a neutral space with the political leaders of our sovereign governments and begin the overdue process of real dialogue and negotiation.
Colonial system of the government does not satisfy us. It's not the system of government for us. It's got nothing to do with us. And yet, you invite us to become citizen of this nation and the country and the subject of the law. And yet you ignore our law. Our rule of law, so that we can follow your law. We are not part of the choice. We were not a part of the decision. You done it to satisfy you, not us. Every prime minister that has been elected into this government and the parties are still filing Aboriginal people, the Yolngu people, the First Nation. I call for treaty. Treaty now, as Manda was saying, you're to Indi. Treaty now, and never been happen in his lifetime, when he hoped to see a treaty through you're to Indi. There must be understanding that we are a sovereign nation. And that system is already there. A different format of election. You know, Yutu Yindi is a term that we use. We allocate responsibility to each other. Yutu becomes in power. Later, there will be Ngadi become in power. So system is there for self-government. It's time that we create a Yuta platform, Yuta Warao, for Marma government to come and sit and talk. Dwele na prong bala nyanga na prong rom. Wale ngana tong wang tong na bala wale pong wanyi pa prong kura le ma chele mer wanga na mer a rom bak maram. At bala rom na prong mak maram ngara ngor o dune ngor o makar kar mak ngor. Ma dong ai bok mak yol ngor mangi na ka pening. Dwele na prong dukara. And this new prime minister is saying all this, saying all sort of things, telling us this is what he's going to do. Telling us this is what he's going to do and his government. And his word was a strong word for saying, my government will be welcome for your voice in the parliament. Instead of saying, my government will be happy to sit and talk to Lia Ngaratmer, to all the Jirika and Dalkada. We didn't hear that. Where are you leading us? Are you leading us into freedom? Are you leading us into self-government? Are you leading us to become the independent nation? Are you leading us where we have our own choice? And we live with that choice. Are you recognize and respect and honor our leaders? What's there for me and my people? Where are you leading us? I tell you, you are leading us into destruction.
But promises can disappear, just not by